Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And I kept saying I wanted a divorce, but I was too afraid to actually leave. And what happens with people who are abusive, verbally, emotionally, physically, the longer you're with them, the more it escalates, right? And then as stress happens, then it comes out even more. And so, you know, we had a kid and we had to move and there was a lot going on and I had started a business. Then we had a second son. I got pregnant.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Kelly Travis. She previously featured on episodes 89 and 122 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to go back and check those out as well. She's a mental health ninja. Everything she does is about prioritizing mental health and well-being, which I think is awesome. What I love about Kelly is that whenever she shares her journey, she incorporates those broken bulbs because she knows how valuable they've been to her own growth. Seriously, she's awesome, but she also stayed in an abusive relationship. That's coming up after the break. Hey guys, real quick before we get into today's show, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for listening and thank you for all the ways that you offer support, whether it's through reviews or sharing it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of this episode. If you want to find more ways to support us, you can go to mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Again, that's mechoradio.com/support. And with that, let's get on to today's show. Kelly Travis, ready to talk about yet another one of your broken bulbs?
Hi, Alex. Yes, let's go.
Okay. Again, love the enthusiasm every time you're on the show. So we're going to talk about you ending up in a toxic and abusive relationship and having to choose yourself and your boys or this relationship. I don't imagine all relationships start out abusive. People don't get into relationships thinking this is going to be abusive. So maybe walk us through that story. Tell us about how it started and then where it wound up.
I have learned, especially through my work and through, you know, going through this experience, that typically folks who have abusive, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally abusive personalities can find the people that they can get away with it with. And for me, I was in a very vulnerable place in my life. I still was trying to work out who I was. And, you know, we can reference back to the previous episodes. I had been married before. I had a very low self-esteem at the time because of something that had happened. And he kind of entered into my life. We worked together. He was my boss, but then he wasn't. I felt like he kind of took advantage of where I was at in my life. And I, you know, went along with it. What's interesting is about 2 months in, the abuse already started. And I am a strong, independent, kind of fiery personality. And I find it really interesting that I allowed myself to stay in it, right? And what's interesting is, you know, I work with a lot of women in leadership and high roles, and many of them have stepped into relationships like that. And so I recognized there was a problem. There were a lot of red flags, but I did nothing about it. And then I got pregnant with my first son. And I felt like I didn't have a choice. I had my son. That is actually when I really did the work on my own health issues. I had a lot. I was still kind of going through getting past my eating disorder. And when I got pregnant with my first son, it was kind of the catalyst to me doing the full work. That was actually a blessing, right? But I was still in this relationship. I had a really demanding career at the time and I ignored it. You know, I kind of just swept it under the rug, figured I'd figure it out later. Had my son, and then we moved to places we had never been, and I felt like I had no support system. And all the while, you know, after my first son was born, within a month, I told him I wanted a divorce. And I kept saying I wanted a divorce, but I was too afraid to actually leave. And what happens with people who are abusive, verbally, emotionally, physically, the longer you're with them, the more it escalates, right? And then as stress happens, then it comes out even more. And so, you know, we had a kid and we had to move and there was a lot going on and I had started a business. Then we had a second son. I got pregnant. It was with that that I decided I had to figure out how to get out. And so eventually we made a move back to Las Vegas, which is where I live. And I felt comfortable being able to step out of it because I had a support system. And it was really difficult because I had been talking about and asking for a divorce for a couple of years. We were only together 4 years, long enough to have two kids. I had agreed with him that I would go to therapy as like a last ditch effort and we would do it together. Well, what happened was we went to a couple of sessions. I sent an email to the therapist and said, listen, I'm trying, but this isn't working. Every time we come back, he's, you know, violently met, you know, emotionally abusive after these sessions. It like triggers him. And she called me in separately and said, listen, Kelly, I want you to read this book. It was called Verbal Abuser or something like that. I can't remember. I can give you that if you want to provide it. I read the book cover to cover. She said, you are with an abusive man. I know you're staying with him because you have two boys, but you need to leave because you have two boys because they're going to witness this. And, you know, my dog was shaking all the time because it was just never a healthy environment. And I recognized that. And that's all it took. So the next day I said, I'm done. We're done. It was very scary because then once I had made that decision, I was afraid of how he was going to behave. But what was interesting, Alex, is that after I made that decision and people found out, people close to me, all I heard was, yeah, I never liked him. I didn't like the way he treated you. They would specifically pull out incidences where they had witnessed his behavior. And I thought, why didn't you say anything? Right? You know, why? I was looking for confirmation that it wasn't me, because in these relationships, you're convinced because of the roller coaster they take you on that everything is your fault, that you're crazy, that you're the one provoking. It's all my fault, right? And so there was a lot of shame after that realization because I thought of myself as a strong woman and I had stepped into something where I was weak.
I picked up a couple things that you mentioned in there. You mentioned your support system, but then you also mentioned how, you know, they knew, you know, they could see it going on without you having to outright say, this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious to hear your recommendation as to, you know, what can somebody do if they have a friend or a family member or somebody they just care about in a situation like that?
It's hard because I've been on the other side too, right? Where I know of people who are in these relationships. And I think that if somebody had approached me, I would have been very open for help, open to help, right? But I know that a lot of women especially, but men are in these relationships too, are afraid. Like, there is this level of it's almost like an addiction to the good parts, right? Because you can point out the good parts and the good parts are amazing, but they don't make up for all the shitty parts, right? And the treatment. And it's a scary thought for folks to leave, right? Again, the security, what will people think, the stigma associated with it. And so if you have a loved one or you know somebody who's in that relationship, it's almost like it's almost like approaching somebody with an addiction. You can't just be aggressive about the approach, right? You've got to kind of tiptoe into it. Check in with them. How are you doing? Is everything okay? Inviting them to visit. Doing things like that where maybe they'll open up and share what's going on and then you can help them. Otherwise, there's a guard's going to go up and they're going to try to protect themselves.
Interesting. So I think being there, being present, being available, and being gentle.
Yes.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, you are moved on from that now. You're doing bigger and better things. including helping people, encouraging people to not settle and to do more and to make the most of the short time that they've got here. So tell us about that and brag a little bit and tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, you know, this really taught me a lot about myself and that, as you said, not settling, right? And recognizing your value and your worth. And again, that making a choice that's unconventional and doesn't go with, you know, traditional norms is okay. It's actually empowering, right? And so my work, not just in organizations, but with my clients and my mastermind, is to help them stop being so rigid, stop putting up so many rules around how to live life, and to think about what they actually want and to identify what that looks like and how they can achieve that, right? Whether or not it's scary or, you know, it's supposed to be a little scary when we make choices that create change and give us opportunities to grow. And so we do that work in support together because I don't want anybody to settle. I want people, this life is too short. And when it comes to our business and our relationships and our health, we have a lot of choices.
I love that. And I think that's phenomenal that you are working on that. Where can people go to find you and to participate in the work that you do?
Yeah, everything is on my website, kellytravis.net. I'm on Instagram at kellytheath. And my podcast is She Doesn't Settle.
No, she doesn't. And I'm going to have links for all of everything that you do down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Kelly gave us some great advice in here, so I highly recommend listening to it again. It's important to not only be there for ourselves, but to be there for others too. Special thank you to Kelly Travis for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of her work, which can be found at kellytravis.net or linked in the show notes. You can also find her podcast, She Doesn't Settle, wherever you get podcasts. And if you want more of Kelly and I having conversations like this one, you can check out episodes 89 and 122 of Broken Bulbs. Of course, if you want to support Broken Bulbs and the rest of the work I do, please visit mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Or click the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecho Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecho.